Hello, my precious family. Welcome to Heart to Heart, here with Alicia. How are you doing? In all of these countries, all these different countries that are listening, how are you? I know we're experiencing trying times. This is a difficult time. I know that. I know they're having difficult times in Nigeria and other places, Philippines, a lot of other places. And I also know that Taiwan just experienced a very hard time. We had a big earthquake here and there was damage and lives lost. I was on the north side, so I didn't get the depth of the earthquake, but it shook, and it seemed like it lasted forever, to where I called out. I said, Heavenly Father, Yah, help. And my other dog, Tessie May, aka also known as May May, she looked up and she jumped up and ran over by me. Things falling down, and the building shook so much, I mean, I didn't know if it was gonna stay. But we're here, I'm here. And you know, it's, people are saying it's the hand of God shaking Taiwan. And then there's others say it's the hand of man playing God, causing these things. What do you believe? Some things we will never know the truth while we're here on earth, some things. But all truth will be known when we come before the Father, when He comes back, when the Savior comes back. But I do know there is a turnaround and there's a change coming. And I know not only Taiwan and Nigeria, but over the four corners of this earth, there's going to be a change. But beloved, we have a lot to do with it. We've got to get those frequencies going up to the third heaven of prayer, of praise, of worship, of thanksgiving. We have our part to do. We can't just look up and say, what are you doing? Why aren't you doing something? He's looking at us saying, what are you doing? Why aren't you doing something? Why aren't you crying out together, praying together? Everybody's so separate. You know, Pentecostal, the Catholic, the Protestant, this. There's only one kingdom. There's only one kingdom, and there's only one creator. There's one ruler. I don't even like to call him a God. I say he's the ruler of God. He's greater than. They call everything and everybody else God. Why would I throw him in the pack with them? I call him the Alua. Alua means almighty one. Elohim means mighty ones. You know, but that's not what I want to talk about. Lord, what do you believe? Do you believe that our Father and our Savior are the same yesterday, today, and forever? Do you believe, really believe that healings and signs and wonders and miracles are still here today? Do you believe that there are still true prophets and apostles and prophetess today? It's all going to come to us. What do we believe? Because as I've said in other podcasts, beloved, we don't get what we deserve. And a lot of times we don't get what we need. We get what we can believe for. You get what you believe. So be it unto you as you believe it to be. What do you believe? I was I've been watching a lot of videos, and you know, there have been, there's so much demonic and so much awful things going on in ministry, on TV. So these, a lot of these TV evangelists and these false pastors and false prophets, and they're milking the congregation for money. They're in sex scandals, fake healings. You know, sometimes you can just throw it all out. As I say, there's a saying, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Throw the bathwater out, the old bathwater, but keep the baby. In other words, don't just give up on everything. Because yes, man, a lot of man is playing God, playing Yah. And there are a lot of lies, and Satan has been in the church and in religion a long time. I believe he started religion. Because I know our Heavenly Father did not give man religion. Man was not created. If it wasn't created in the beginning, when he was creating, then it shouldn't be here now. He didn't do it. He didn't give man a religion. He gave man a relationship, a personal relationship with him as a son, which means as a child, and he gave them dominion. He gave us work to do, to have dominion over the earth. We were supposed to colonize the earth, to make earth like heaven. I'm just talking. I'm just sitting here. I don't have any notes. I don't have just one subject I want to talk about, other than believe. What do we believe? Do you believe that the blind can see today? That someone can lay hands on the blind or the deaf or lame, the deaf, excuse me, and they get their eyesight, their hearing back and walk? I've seen it happen, and then I've prayed for people and it has happened. I've prayed for some that it didn't happen. But it doesn't mean that our Father, like, it doesn't mean that, oh, well, maybe he didn't want to heal this person. He's already done it. By his stripes, we were healed. By his stripes, we are healed. It's already done. It was finished, paid for, on that tree on Calvary that they call the cross. But we just have to know how to receive, appropriate what he's given. You're going to have to decide what you believe. You know, I believe that there's going to be a time where I know there are portals. I've been through one. And when I saw the Savior, and I believe it was his set-apart spirit. It was two beings. I believe sometime we're going to travel like Philip did, being translated. It's going to be, if we live long enough, it's going to be where we won't be able to, those true believers won't be able to travel on airplanes and buses and trains without being harassed or arrested. If we live long enough to see that, that we will have to know how to live a supernatural life, or we won't make it. We will have to know how to pray and believe and multiply, supernaturally multiply food, or we won't eat. You know, some may think I'm over the hill, or just too much, or some would laugh. Well, think about it. What do you believe? Do you believe the word, or do you believe it's a lie when he said, "The things that I do, so shall ye do"? If you believe on me, the things that I do, so shall ye do. Well, he supernaturally multiplied food. He made the blind see. He made the lame walk, the deaf hear. He preached the gospel of the kingdom, the good news of the kingdom. He was also persecuted. He was also lied on, talked about. He said, if they believe my words, they'll believe your words. If they persecuted me, they'll persecute you. Is your belief strong enough to hold you up through the hard times? Is your belief strong enough, beloved, to where if you were put in a position where you would die if you don't deny your Savior? Can you hold up through that pressure? We've got to ask ourselves that. I don't want this to be a morbid podcast, but these are things we really have to take into consideration and think about. What do we believe? Do we believe he's coming back? You got to decide what you believe. Do you believe there's a rapture? Do you believe in the rapture? Do you believe that there's no rapture? What do you believe? Do you know that Satan is coming back first, pretending to be the Savior? Or will you go after the first one that comes here saying, I'm Jesus? What will you do? Do you understand Revelation? The book that means to reveal that so many people avoid. Do you understand that the enemy is coming on the sixth trump and the Savior, the true Savior, is coming on the seventh trump? Do you even know about the seven trumps? Do you know that he's talking to the church? So, and what he's saying, the tribulation, the church is still here. When you read Revelation, read it. All I know is, I know he's good. He's not just good, he's goodness. And though I always say he's not in complete control, not because he's not powerful enough, because he gave us all free will. Remember, he put self-imposed limitations on himself. I know somebody's repeating that with me. I say it so much. Self-imposed limitations on himself when he gave all the people on this earth, every last one, free will. What are you going to do with the rest of your life? The rest of the time you have here, we don't know what tomorrow brings. If Yah says the same in 5 days, I will be 70 years old. Wow, where did the years go? If he says the same and I live to be able to do so. I remember when I was in my 20s, I couldn't imagine myself being in my 70s, but here it is. So I've lived the majority of my life. And I think about, what am I going to do with the rest of it? I want to totally dedicate it to him, to my Creator, and to helping the poor, the orphans, the widows, the imprisoned, those that are bound. That's what we're supposed to do, caring about others. Do you care about others? Is it just about yours, your people, your family, your needs? Do you care about those that are sold into sex trafficking, human trafficking, sex slave? Do you care about those that have been imprisoned because they believe in the Savior, because they've called on the name of Jesus, or they believe in our Heavenly Father because they had a Bible? Do you care? Do you even think about it? I'm talking to me too, not just you. Do we think about that when we pray? Or is it just about what we need, what we want, forgive me for going subject to subject here and there. I'm just kind of in a strange place right now. After, like I was talking about earlier, listen to some of the, I mean, you got so much on these videos and on YouTube and stuff, and they're saying the ones that you believe are true. So many saying, oh, they're false. They were all, this is not true. All the healings were fake. I know there's a lot of fake stuff, but honey, I'm sorry. They cannot convince me to believe that all of that, the stuff that I've seen, is not real. I know that at Azusa Street was real. And now they say, I don't agree with everything that William Brannon is teaching. I don't. But I know that there were some true healings and miracles. I know miracles and signs and wonders are here. And there are people, I mean, Father will give a gift. He doesn't take the gift back. Even somebody goes wrong. That's why you're going to hear, I healed the sick in your name. I cast out devils in your name. And he says, go away from me. I never knew you. Do you even have the courage to lay hands and pray for someone? Or when they say they're sick, you say, oh, I'll be praying for you. You don't pray for them then. You hang up the phone or you get out of the prison and you never even think about praying for them. It's just something that's said. If you really mean it when you say you're going to pray for them, why not pray for them right then? Some people say, pray for me because blah, 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 blah. And I say, well, okay, let's pray now. Now? Like, yeah, let me pray for you now. Well, I was thinking you pray for me, later when you... What's wrong with me praying for you right now? Let's face it, I could forget. Let's think about these things. What are we going to do if we live long enough to where they want to take our Bibles? Because, in the scripture, they talk about the great famine, but it's not for food. It's for the true word. It's for the word. They're changing so many Bibles now, taking things out, taking books out. Now they've got the Queen James Bible. And all these different versions. And I agree with this one pastor. I believe Satan had some of these translations translated. You don't know what to believe on the internet. It's so much. I mean, there are a lot of great things you can get on the internet. And there's a lot of bad things, too. I've seen so many people get disillusioned and lose their faith by what they've read or seen or listened to on internet. We've got to make a decision and just say, this is what I believe, this is what I don't believe. Pray, get before him, and make your decision and stick to it. He is real. He is coming back. Miracles do exist. Signs and wonders are still here. There are still true men and women of Yah. I do believe that there are still true prophets and apostles. But the ones, they're not the ones that's running around with the badge. I'm Dr. so-and-so apostle. They're just doing the work. Because, beloved, an apostle is just a servant. They're just servant. The higher you go up in rank, the lower you go down. And what I mean by the more you have to serve. It's a servant. You're sent to serve. Whatever they're making it today like it's this big deal. Worship me. I'm prophet this. I'm apostle this. And I've been ordained 5 different times. In at the fivefold, as an evangelist, as a missionary, as a pastor, as a prophet, and also since 2020 as an apostle. But I don't wear it on that I'm apostle. Sometimes I have to say it to my overseers, like, why aren't you using the title that you've been ordained as? You know, but I think it's more important to do the work. That it's more important that I do the work as an apostle, as a prophet. You know, because I told you before, I wasn't comfortable with it, because I wasn't comfortable with being a female apostle. I really wasn't. And, you know, but when I learned the definition, it is a servant. So, and when Yah told me that I walk in the spirit of an apostle, because I turned it down when it was first offered to me to be ordained. Because there's so many of these, some of these 19, and I know in Africa they got these young boys talking about apostle this, prophet this, but, you know, 18, 19, haven't done nothing. Don't know nothing. Some of them don't know anything. They haven't served. They haven't, you know, they weren't sent. They just went. That's what an apostle is, someone who's sent. You know? I didn't even know I was going to talk about this. Because I don't use, on a Hope Kingdom is where I'm used my unordained title. Here, I'm just Alicia Yahu, your sister. And there are people that they only want to see me as a singer. That's their problem. You know, people cannot. I don't care. You and no one else, not even me, can keep me where you want me. Or even I can't keep myself where I want me. I have to be where Yah puts me. And he put me in that place, in that position. It wasn't something that I set out for. I didn't even want to be in ministry, to be perfectly honest. I just wanted to sing gospel songs and to do praise and worship dance. That's all I wanted to do for him. I didn't want to be a prophetess. I didn't want to be a pastor. But it's not what I want. It's what he wants. And he can do whatever he wants to do. And he can use whomever and whatever he wants to. If he can use a donkey to talk, a mule to talk and tell to a prophet to stop him from being killed by an angel in front of him. He can do whatever he wants to. If he can use a raven to bring cakes, flesh, food to Elijah, he can do whatever he wants to do. If he can send his disciple down to the sea to get gold coin out of a fish mouth to pay tithes, he can do whatever he wants to do. And it doesn't matter if it doesn't suit you or suit me, or if someone finds, well, I find that hard to believe. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. So I say, you decide what you believe. Don't just decide on your own. Pray and come before him. I challenge you, pray. And not just one time, two times. Father, teach me your truth. Teach me the truth. I want to know the truth, no matter what the cost. I guarantee you, some things will shock you and amaze you. Knowing the truth is not easy. It can be a big burden at times, because a lot of people, most people, don't really want to know the whole truth, the hard truth. They want to keep believing what they've been taught, what they're comfortable believing. You know, don't come telling me something different. I like what I believe, and I'm going to keep it that way. I can tell you right now, pray. And praying is not just talking. Praying is listening and talking. You have two ears, one mouth. Listen twice as much as you speak. He's talking. He's always speaking. Study. Study yourself approved. Research. Go back in the old, in the Greek and Hebrew. find out things. You know, try. Don't just be content with believing what Sister So-and-so or Brother So-and-so said or Pastor So-and-so said. Because, you know, if you don't really have it for your own and really believe it for yourself, you can't stand firm with it. There's so many things I'm asking the Father about. And it's so much, so many lies out. And then there's so much truth out. And then there's, you know, and every lie has some truth mixed into it. So that's the way you can believe it. If it was just all straight out lies, you would know. And there's some people have a lot of truth, and then there's some lies mixed in. We have to really, really stay before our Father and have an intimate relationship with His Spirit, Yahru Kadosh, the set-apart Spirit known to most as the Holy Spirit. He's the governor on earth. He's the one here on earth with us. He's our best friend here. He's the one that's inside of us, and He brings the words of the Father and the Son. And we also must be aware that we do have guardians. There are guardians, messengers that we call angels here with us. There's some that we can't see that are guarding us, and there's some that look like human beings. And there are, so you know, there are also demons that walk around looking like human beings. Demon-possessed people. We know there's a lot of evil here. It's showing its head. But there's a lot of good here. There are messengers. There's some. They say, if you treat them like they're real, if they are real to you, they will be and can be really real for you. But if you don't believe in that they're here, you don't act like they're here, you don't, you know, they can't be real for you because you don't believe. You get what you believe, remember? So be it unto you as you believe it to be. Well, I've been going on, now it's almost 28 minutes. I hope there's something that can touch your heart or stimulate your mind to make you think about, what do I really believe? What will I really do if I'm put in a position to where I could either I lose my job or I lose my life if I don't deny my Savior, if I don't go along with the world, what will I do? Will I recognize the Antichrist when he comes pretending to be the Savior? Will I know, or will I follow? Will I be fooled? Something to think about, huh? Food for thought. Yeah. All right, beloved family, I think I've held you long enough. Just wanted to talk. I'm just talking to you with them in my heart and on my mind. I know I haven't been making a lot of podcasts, a lot of things going on, and I can't fake. When he gives me something or he puts it on, you know, I can come and do it. I don't want to entertain you. I want to give you entertainment. Even though I'm reading a poem or music or something, it's something that is still, to me, ministering to you. I don't want to just entertain you. I want to minister to you, whether it be in a poem, in a talk, in a song. Okay? All right. So, until we meet again, beloved family, Yah willing, and he says the same, that I live to do so. Shalom. Peace be with you.